very happy to announce today that we're promoting Jeff to president of baseball operations and general manager. Jeff has extended his contract to 2023 for 5 more years. So very well-deserved promotion.
That was Jim Crane, the owner of the World Series champions, making that announcement on Monday. Jeff Luhnow gets the extension through 2023. And to complete a really nice day, the Astros came back and won against the Rays in walk-off fashion, 5-4. Alex Bregman driving in the winning runs in the bottom of the ninth inning against Sergio Romo. We're going to give away a pair of tickets at the end of this segment to see the Dynamo take on C.F. Monterey in the 2018 BBVA Compass Dynamo Charity Cup on June 29th. So
they just won that. They're going into the quarterfinals now, too. Yeah, or they advance out of the quarterfinals.
They won
US
last
Open
night
Cup, yeah,
against Minnesota, I think it
this
was.
This is what sports needs, more of this, these tournaments that happen in the middle of a season.
Yes.
They're hard to pull off with football, but baseball would be awesome.
Yeah, like little tournaments, because at least in soccer, those tournaments mean something.
Yeah.
So it's not just one championship that's based on a really small sample size.
Can you tie home field advantage to it or anything? I guess there's just different things. Why do they mean something in soccer?
Because they mean something historically.
Historically.
They're played also between all the levels of soccer.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you can actually play against like really good amateur squads and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so like a team in the Premier League would play a team that's in like the C League,
yeah,
and sometimes the C League team wins, and it's crazy for them. It's like the biggest win that they'll have all season. Those are the big games those teams play.
I wonder could you do that in the NBA, where you just have like
G League
just
teams?
Do the dream that everybody wants. Like have the worst teams play like the best college teams, and then
it would be entertaining.
If everybody was engaged, then the pro team would slap down the college team. But
yes,
what you're always hoping is that the NBA team shows up hungover, and then the college kids pull out a scrappy win.
Jeff Luhnow gets the extension, so I rank my own the top 5 moves he has made in his tenure. So we'll begin with number 5.
Number 5.
Altuve, open stance, waits. Another 3-2 and a high fly ball deep left center field. At the wall. Tie game. Unbelievable. Altuve. 7-7.
Jose Altuve has, right now, as of this morning, 1,352 career hits. I think none was more important than that one in Game 5 of the World Series. And number 5 is when they gave Altuve the first extension back in 2013. It was a 4-year deal. It only guaranteed $12.5 million at 2 option years. And I put it at number 5 because it was the first like real contract they had given out to one of their guys. And just being able to make that bet, even though it wasn't that big financially, and to have it pay out the way that it did for them.
Well, and I think I would imagine if you go back to that year entering that season, there were a lot of people that would have said like, okay, well, you know what? Altuve has kind of found his level, where it was a little bit of a drop off, but he's still a good player and better than people anticipated. People weren't foreseeing MVP that point. Like very few people at least predicted that he was going to continue to get better every single year. But Luhnow saw that potential in him. It ends up being a good deal. I would say that go hand in hand with this, just in terms of the philosophy of it, is like the John Singleton contract is one that...
That did not make the list, by the way.
I know it didn't make the list. No, but it was done in... It's somewhat of a similar philosophy.
Yeah, and
it
looks, absolutely.
Look, sign
that guy's
him
a potential
early.
Makes sense.
Pay him more money than they've ever seen in their lives early, and maybe it ends up being a bargain, but it's something you can absorb. So, like, if for whatever reason Altuve hadn't worked out, they could have absorbed that easily, just like the John Singleton contract. Look, it was more money than he was worth at the time, but you absorb it, no big deal.
I think the most... For me, impactful memory that I have of early Jose Altuve, I remember we were doing an episode of Sports Talk Live on then CSN Houston, and I believe Kevin Eschenfelder brought up a quote by Altuve in 2014 when the Astros sucked, and it was about how this is a team. Altuve basically said, we have playoff expectations for next season. And I don't know if that contract gave Altuve the mindset to be, I think, the center of this clubhouse, which we saw in full effect earlier this year when he took Lance McCullers to task for having the audacity to, you know, be upset and show up his infield in the midst of a game. He has been the leader of this team since that point. And it's crazy that it has worked out as well as it has, because again, he was basically,
I mean, it was the best contract in baseball, essentially.
They were essentially stealing from him for a couple of years. I would have put this a little higher up on the list. I'm not sure how high.
Well, let's see.
Because I think that it led to Altuve being what he has been in this clubhouse.
Number four.
Here's the 0-2. Utley strikes out. Broken bat. Altuve comes to get it. Here's a ground ball right side, could do it. The Houston Astros are world champions.
November 16, 2016 was the day that the Astros signed Charlie Morton to a two-year deal worth $14 million. I think it'll actually be worth a little bit more than that when he hit, well, I think he's hit some of the incentives, but nobody really thought much of it. And this was the guy who was the hero of not one, but two game sevens, both with starting game seven against the Yankees in the ALCS and what he did to close out the World Series. That's the kind of move where if your team makes that move and it works out like that, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, you feel like, hey, these guys know what the hell they're doing.
I think that to go in tandem with this, it would just go back to 2014 when he hired Brent Strom as the pitching coach. Because that's been a huge, huge, huge part of all of this, is that Garrett Cole, Justin Verlander, Charlie Morton, McHugh, all these guys come to Houston and actually get better as pitchers. So that's that entire, I feel like Charlie Morton can almost be like the symbol of a whole bunch of things they've done with the pitchers, including Brent Strom.
They know something other people don't.
Yeah.
Numero tres.
Two on, two out. 10th inning. That's in the air to left. Here comes Fisher. Throw by Ethier. Astros win it in time.
So obviously the guy who had the hit, Joe Buck on Fox Sports, as you know, was Alex Bregman. And this might be controversial, but my third best move of the Jeff Luhnow era was their decision not to sign Brady Aiken and make the bet on the 2015 draft, which ended up being Alex Bregman. You got to think to yourself, you're in 2014, the team's bad, it's still rebuilding. It was at the time, something like Daryl Morey always talks about how fans should be aligned with the owner, because the owner is the only person in the organization who's aligned most with the fans, because the owner is going to be there for the longest time. These other guys are basically fighting for their jobs. The easier thing to me would have been picking somebody or signing Brady Aiken in that case, because it would have been the more popular move at the time.
Well, it wasn't just popular, it's conventional wisdom.
Conventional wisdom. They decide not to sign Aiken, and they know we're going to get the number two pick in 2015. They took an enormous public relations hit, but they were willing to take that hit, and they got a better player and a guy who was a key part of winning a championship the next year.
And they also took a shortstop at the top of the draft for the second time in as many drafts. That was something that you would look at and you're like, wait, what's this all about? But they found a way to make it work. Some people would argue that Bregman should be at short and Correa should be at third.
No, correction, he's best at left field, as we saw last night.
Oh. That was a rough moment for
an extreme outfield shift when they have to make defensive adjustments like they did last night.
The top five moves in Jeff Luhnow's tenure as the GM of the Astros.
Numero dos.
Tonight, big league clubs like the Houston Astros will be on the clock. Will they deliver? So let's get right to it. The Houston Astros are going to have that number one pick.
With the first selection of the 2012 first-year player draft, the Houston Astros select Carlos Correa.
So the unique part about this, I remember when Brad and I were doing the midday show, and Correa's name didn't really come up when we were talking about the number one pick. It was
Buxton.
Byron Buxton. It was Mark Appel. I
thought they would take Buxton
because my thought, just general sports intuition.
Outfielder, power, right.
Yes, high school player, a lot of ability, a lot of tools. And Buxton's a talented guy. He just hasn't been able to put it all together. I mean, that's another one, like Charlie Morton. That's a franchise-altering kind of decision. When you take Correa, I mean, they got that one. I know they got it wrong with Appel the next year, but this one obviously makes up for it. I know what happened before that, but it was just a sensational draft pick. Being able to scout a 17-year-old and figure out and project he was going to be this good of a player.
Yeah, you're giving him credit for passing over a player that they would ultimately take anyway in a really bad move with Mark Appel. So I don't know. I have to buck them down. I'm stuck on what Paul said. I'm having a hard time seeing how signing Altuve to the early extension isn't the best move they've ever made. Not to mention because
a clear number one.
That includes identifying him and moving along through the minor league system as well, when a lot of people would just discount anybody that's 5'5".
But here's the thing. Altuve had been an all-star by the time that he signed that contract extension.
But but it was...
Correa was a 17-year-old.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was a raw projection.
Correa was a 17-year-old who people saw greatness.
But again, Seth, when we on the station were talking about the number one pick, Correa's name barely came up.
Yeah.
It barely came up. And when they took him, it was a surprise.
Okay.
Which now leads to, I think, unquestionably, the best move of Jeff Luhnow's tenure.
Numero uno.
Wanted to officially announce the acquisition of Justin Verlander to the Houston Astros. This is a major transaction, one of the largest transactions in our club history. We're very excited about it. We've done a lot of work since Jim Crane bought the team in 2011 to put this organization in position to potentially bring the first championship to the city of Houston.
Those were obviously very prophetic words. I mean, what can you say? That was the right deal at the right time.
Gave up nothing.
Well, I mean, they gave up guys who were legitimate prospects. I don't know how they're working out now, but it
I
was...
never heard of any of them, and it wasn't Kyle Tucker, and that was all I cared about.
Well, Cameron is a guy who people knew about, Daz Cameron. But that was, again, they desperately needed some kind of jolt. It was like the day after Harvey, basically. And I just remember that night being on Twitter, and like, there were rumors it was going to happen. Then Verlander rejected the deal. Then everybody's crushing Verlander. And then you found out basically like, I don't know when it was, midnight, maybe a few minutes earlier, that this deal actually got done. And he's basically not had a bad start since that point.
I think if I were to judge this on an in-your-face basis, like which one would have Luhnow just stand up and scream in your face like he just dunked on somebody? I'd have to say that not signing Brady Aiken was the number one. Like, that's the embodiment of the Astros doing things their own way. Critics be damned, and everybody saying that, like, they don't get baseball or they're just, they don't understand tradition, all that stuff. They did something that was met with widespread criticism.
Scorn.
Scorn is the right word, because they thought it was the right move, and it ultimately ended up being the right move.
All right, so the top five moves in Jeff Luhnow's tenure, I'll recap them real quick. The trade for Verlander, 1. Drafting Correa, 2. Number 3, deciding not to sign Aiken, and then eventually ending up with Alex Bregman. 4, signing Charlie Morton, and 5, signing Altuve. Not to this new big deal, but the first big contract that he signed, first big contract, the $12.5 million deal back in 2013.